Welcome. 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 Please stand by.
Being successful at what I do, it's time to upgrade my space. In fact, I'm so successful, I'm having this warehouse built. It's a long-term project, ongoing and constantly changing, and very, very challenging. If you'll follow me, I can show you a few areas under construction. This is the first space. Yes, you noticed. It's small, but it's really for those times of crying, love, and fear. It is only the size of a jar, but it gets the job done. As we say, put the lid on it. Oh well. A few feet over is the next area of space, where I've allocated things like, world peace, humanity, politicians who act like civic-minded individuals, I guess hope in general. That's what goes here. It's a space made of cardboard, but that can always eventually get dissolved with moisture. Tears of joy. Again, someday, hopefully. Now, this space is somewhat exciting. Up here, in the loft, this is where I'm going to be keeping all the things I deem as cool. That's why it's got to be up here, where there's a breeze, away from the floor and dirt and grime of reality. Books I should read when I get to it, notebooks and lists, unfinished novels, plays, screenplays, clothing concepts, spirituality, schematics for improving upon the paperclip, even 20 years of where I'll see myself in 5. Yes, lofty indeed. Let's take the stairs in the back here. Then we just need to, a security thing. Okay, here's the vault. A little more room here. It's gonna be a nice space. Once it's filled with all of those secrets I've kept. Opinions on coworkers and their ideas. Lies I've told to actors when they invite me to awful shows they are in. All the open mic comics I've supported by laughing at their lame dating jokes. And various excuses I've given to avoid attending weddings, birthday parties, gallery events, book readings, and dozens of family functions, hence the high ceilings for stacking. And finally, appropriately connected to this space, if we walk through the archway, this is for the inner monologue. Connected to my personality. I know, it's shocking, the size of its emptiness. But you just wait. When the truckloads of stuff, multiple tiny amounts of psychosis, loneliness, self-deprecation, insecurity, doctor-prescribed ketamine treatments, coverage from the endless billing hours with a therapist, all of that will be filling this this vastness, this cavernous area of my mind? Or maybe not. When you get really good at compartmentalizing, like I have, maybe it's good the way it is. Maybe I won't need this part at all. Then I'll just be here, in the empty quiet, alone with myself, waiting to fill the space with anything.
This has been an episode of the Flypaper Podcast. Music provided by Black Ferns at blackfernsmusic.com. Please help elevate this podcast. Leave a review. Until next time, stand by.